This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday rejected reports that Russia's security services were behind the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, saying that if they were, the opposition leader would not be alive. Navalny fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow in August and was hospitalized in the Russian city of Omsk before being transported to Berlin by medical aircraft. Experts of several Western countries concluded that the Kremlin critic was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agency, a claim that Moscow has repeatedly denied. Speaking to reporters at his annual year-end press conference, Putin said that if the Russian special services had wanted to poison Navalny, they would have taken it to that end. In response to the poisoning, the European Union has imposed entry bans and frozen the bank accounts of six people suspected of being responsible. Navalny has said he will return to Russia once he has made a full recovery in Germany. Japan deployed the military on Thursday to help residents trapped by record snowfall that has blanketed parts of the country. 10,000 homes have lost power in the north and west. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called an emergency cabinet meeting and urged the public to be cautious. As local media reported, more than 1,000 cars were stranded on an expressway connecting Tokyo to Niigata in the north. Over 72 hours, a record 2.17 meters of snow fell in Gunma, reports said, while Niigata, famous for skiing, got a record 1.8 meters of snow on Thursday morning. Meanwhile, a third wave of coronavirus infections in Japan forced the first ever cancellation of the Sapporo Snow Festival, whose intricate ice sculptures draw thousands every year. And French President Emmanuel Macron tests positive for the coronavirus and goes